Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
All right, we wanted to understand a little bit more about this story because it is a strange one. And I guess the question is has this been ongoing? Is this sabotage? Is this theft? What is really going on here? Eskom 2 weeks of sabotage, rocks delivered instead of coal, a cut conveyor belt, and an arrest. We are chatting this morning to Samson Mumpwell, who is a senior researcher at the University of Fort Hare. Thanks for joining us this morning. How are you doing?
I'm fine. How are you? I just need to correct. I'm now at the University of Stellenbosch. Director of the Center for Renewable Energy there.
Okay. Well, thank you for that correction. Tell us about, give us your sense of what is really going on at Eskom. We've been screaming sabotage. We've been saying, well, no, it doesn't make sense that all of a sudden everything shuts down at the same time. What is really going on here? It's been denied in terms of sabotage, but now it's becoming a little bit clearer, right?
Yes. Eskom themselves, Eskom management, have indicated this in the past, that there are a lot of acts of sabotage. There's a lot of stealing as well that affect the operation of power station.
Right.
In the past, we've had reports of, for instance, some coal delivery trucks that go on weighbridges and weigh the same coal twice or three times.
Mm-hmm.
And deliver only one load. There have been a lot of tricks that we suspected were the result of sabotage as opposed the failing conflict. We've had the conveyor belt collapsing. We've had a lot more in that kind of activities. And Eskom at some point, they had to hire a forensic team to investigate what was happening at some of the power stations. And they established that in some power stations, managers themselves were colluding with people who were actually running the system to try and sabotage the system. Parts were bought, and those same parts were never used, and they were bought several times, which talks to corruption.
What we need to figure out, or I would like to try and understand, is why, to what end would anybody want to what end would anybody want to sabotage Eskom and the country?
There are various factors. One is that the people who are sabotaging are the people who benefited in the past before the current administration or the current management. They used to benefit a lot from corrupt activity.
Mm-hmm.
And now that they're not benefiting from corrupt activities, some of those activities have been shut down basically by the current management. They resort to sabotage so that the current management is seen to be unable to run these power stations, and then they have to be fired. That's why some of these people have been calling for under the radar to be relieved of these duties. And some of them have been, and if you look at the pattern, when those calls start, then the rate of load shedding increases, which then tells us that there is something that some people are doing within Eskom, trying to sabotage the system so that the current management seems to be failing and therefore should be removed. And that is because the current management is working with various state security agencies in the form of giving information to those agencies, information from the past sabotage, from the past corrupt activity, and things like that. So people are scared of being arrested, and then they resort to sabotage. Some of the sabotage activities are purely corrupt activities, like where they're delivering rocks instead of proper coal. They're just adding onto the weight so that they can deliver more what they call coal and get more money, while they're not necessarily delivering the actual coal that Eskom needs to use. So it's a combination of factors.
So is there an investigation, I would imagine there is, to try and understand where this is all coming from? Because I'd imagine that the person on the ground is the end result of a system of corruption or sabotage. Surely the idea here would be to trace this to its cause and to the root.
Yes, that's basically what is happening at the moment. You recall that at some point, I think it was a week or two ago, there was an arrest made for someone who works for a maintenance company who was involved in some acts of sabotage as well. And in some cases, some of these people are bought by people who are outside of Eskom to do what they are doing at the moment. So what is happening now is there is some investigations that may soon uncover all this, and we may soon see a lot of arrests, because there are forensic teams that are working with some of the clean Eskom people from within Eskom, and some of these people who are busy with corruption and sabotage don't even know that the person is working with some of the investigators. So we expect that in the next, that's why we see even some of these arrests starting to take place, because there are now informers, there are people who have stepped back and said, no, this is not good for the economy, it's not good for the country, we're going to give information to the investigators, and that's why we're starting to see some arrests here and there, but investigators still need to link all these to the what we could call the principals who are busy with this kind of support or with this act of sabotage, so that those can then be brought to book, and then it can result in a system that's operating much better.
And that's where we leave it. It is 7:25. That was Samson Mampweli, who is the co-director of African Research University of Universities Alliance, talking about the sabotage at Eskom.